iHeartRadio too, and I know he does listen to us whenever he travels away on iHeartRadio, the federal member for Flint. Colin Boyce, hello, mate.
Hello, Hemo. How are you? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah. Now, mate, you've had a busy few weeks. We've been speaking about this over the past couple of weeks before you went down to Canberra, but you've been meeting a lot of people within the whole area of Flint, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. We've pretty much been from one end to the other. Obviously, not all the communities. Very recently, spent some time in the Turkey Beach, Miriamvale, Agnes Water, 1770, Battle Creek, Rules Beach, Lowmead area, and many people hearing their concerns about all sorts of things from communication issues to health issues to road issues and so forth.
And, mate, you went and celebrated on Saturday with the crew from the QCWA, of course, celebrating 100 years this year.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and a wonderful group of ladies and supporters out there at Yabobo up the Boyne Valley. Went for lunch with them up there and recited some bush poetry, and we had a wonderful afternoon up there, and congratulations to them, 100 years for an iconic country women's institution which everybody's heard of.
Yeah, definitely. I remember growing up as a kid with the QCWA ladies. I loved their baked cookies and cakes.
That's right. And there is still yet no definitive recipe for chocolate cake, they tell me.
No, true. And they're looking for more volunteers. If anybody wants to find out more details, hey, jump on to the QCWA Facebook page. You've got all the info there. Now, mate, you spoke on Monday in Parliament about foot and mouth, eh?
Yeah, that's right. I've delivered a speech this week on foot and mouth disease, and particularly the concerns that the general public in Australia need to be aware of and just how vulnerable the grazing and farming industry in Australia is in respect to some of these biosecurity issues that we face.
And, mate, that's important to us here, and particularly for the area of Flint, because it's really the backbone, and you represent it, the backbone of cattle country.
Absolutely. And one half of Australia's cattle population lives in Queensland, and approximately one third of that lives in central Queensland, and particularly the Flint electorates. Big concerns for us, and hopefully we not have foot and mouth disease in Queensland and or Australia, because that would be an absolute financial disaster for everybody.
Yeah, I know for sure, mate, you'll be keeping your eye very closely on that. And you've got a few meetings in Canberra throughout this week while you're down there too, eh?
Yes, we have all sorts of meetings. Very recently, I met with the ambassador from Israel, and that was an interesting meeting, telling me all about some issues in the Middle East and how the geopolitical situation over there is affecting everybody.
And you're attending a forum on the public post office bank? What's that about?
Yeah, that's correct. So, as you know, banking facilities in many of our rural and regional centres are closing. That all relates to the ability for Australia Post to conduct some of these services, because the banking institutions are basically closing their doors. And that includes the larger centres as well. So, I know, for an example, in Rockhampton, there's been some banking facilities there that are closing their doors. You know, it comes down to the fact that, you know, they're commercial decisions made by these companies, obviously. Communications is highlighted in this whole thing, because a lot of banking now is done online and so forth. The whole problem with that is if you can't get communications services, how can you do your banking?
Fair enough. And, mate, committee meetings is part of the Joint Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defence and Trade.
Yes, that's correct, and I'm part of that that committee. And again, we have deliberations on all manner of things associated with those subjects. An interesting time for me.
A busy time for you too, mate. So when are you back?
So it's a 2-week sitting this week and all of next week. So the following weekend, I'll make my way back to sunny Queensland. It was -4.1 here this morning in Canberra.
Yeah, don't bring that back with you. Hey, mate, all right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us again this week. We'll catch up again next week when you'll still be in Canberra. So we'll talk with you then, eh?
Yeah, look forward to it, Hemo, and thank you once again. And till next time, Central Queensland.
Yep, there's our federal member for Flint, Colin Boyce, 4CC.